Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late here, but that's all right. But we still have a lot of stuff to cover. So let's jump right into headlines brought to you by Dorel Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Dorel Hyundai.
There's actually a lot going on in the sports world. There was just another trade, I should say, in the NBA. The New Orleans Pelicans traded CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick to the Washington Wizards in return for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 pick in tomorrow's NBA draft. That follows yesterday's deal late at night, where Drew Holiday was sent by the Boston Celtics to the Portland Trail Blazers. The Celtics, in return, get Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks.
Yeah, we out of the whale hunt, fellas. We talking about Anfernee Simons and Sadiq Bey now. It's no more whales left.
We're not. We're talking about Keyshawn Johnson or whatever his name is. Keyshawn Johnson or Keyshad Pusha T. I don't know. And Davion Mitchell.
And Jordan Poole's making headlines. It's done for us, fellas.
I may have to jump into the Florida Panthers preseason schedule, which has just been released.
Mm-hmm. I got that too, Hawk. Don't worry. Hockey's right around the corner, gentlemen.
September 21st.
Let's see. How many days until September 21st?
1,100.
I don't know if you know how that works.
89 days. 89 days until the Panthers season begins.
That's crazy. Only 6 months.
That's not correct either.
You know, they named Einstein. When somebody's a genius, when somebody's, you know, brilliant at something, especially at math, they'll be like, wow, he's a real Einstein.
Yeah.
When people are really bad at math, they should call him Hawkman. That guy's a Hawkman.
This dude, Cash, it's the 21st.
Is a real Hawkman.
Game's on the 28th. 18 days. Man, 18 days.
All right, so.
Says, Jelana, lower your mic a little bit. Jimmy, you won an award. He just sounds different to you. I mean, this is what happens when, you know, it's like watching MJ all of a sudden. He's like, he looks different out there than everyone else. Yep, Solana sounds different than everyone else.
Yeah, he does. He does sound different. So I can't really tell him to lower his mic.
No. Oh, you could tell him, but he'll wave you off. It's what the great ones do.
Yeah. I'm good.
If anything, I'll raise my mic, Jimmy. Speaking of Keyshawn Johnson, the reason Hawk brings him up is because the Miami Heat have officially picked up his option. They had a team option for Keyshawn Johnson that guarantees his 2025-2026 salary, and he will be on the roster next season for the Miami Heat. So really, the Heat's roster as of right now, prior to tomorrow's 20th overall selection, if they keep it, and if they don't make any trades prior to the season, is pretty much set. The questions now are, will Duncan Robinson be here? They have until Sunday to decide that. And Duncan has to make the first move. And what are they going to do with the remaining two-way players as well? So, oh, and Davion Mitchell. Davion Mitchell, if they extend his $8.7 million qualifying offer.
They did.
Right. So he's a restricted free agent.
Ira Winderman tweeted out, the Heat have extended the required $8.7 million qualifying offer to Davion Mitchell to make him a restricted free agent.
Yep.
They have also extended a two-way qualifying offer to Drew Smith.
Oh, okay.
No similar offer to Isaiah Stevens. Only decision remaining by Sunday is Duncan Robinson player option.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset if Duncan's gone. I know Hawk.
Why
I know
would he opt out? I don't understand.
Give him money somewhere else.
Well, it's complicated with Duncan.
Hawk, he was the linchpin of our team. he was the answer to our championship. Soon, y'all were speaking to me.
No. But I'm saying, why would he opt out after the two seasons that he's had recently? Where's he going to get that kind of money?
Just some kind of extension. I heard he was making 10 this year. Somebody gives him a 2-year extension for 20, where he's going to make 10.
Is this the last year? This is
like
the last
that.
Year of his contract.
Yeah, yes. he's up this year.
No, so his contract is interesting. So he has an option for 19.9.
Now what broke?
You good? Wow. Oh.
Snowball.
you're like the pig that lives in the straw house and everything's real easy to blow down. You'd think being a former NFL player, you could move into the twig house or the brick house.
No. I'm married to a brick house, but I live in the straw house.
Duncan has a $19.9 million player option, but he has the early termination option in his deal, which he can decide to use by next Sunday. He would opt out. If he doesn't, then he's guaranteed $10 million. $10 million. So only half of his 19.9 is guaranteed. And between whenever he opts in until July 8th, the Heat can move him. He's guaranteed $10 million, but then they can waive him. And they save $10 million against the cap.
Wait, I'm confused. In what scenario would he get the $19 million he's owed?
He opts in. And the Heat keep him here past July 8th. But if he opts in, he's guaranteed $10
million. Gotcha.
And then the Heat could either waive him or he becomes a attractive trade piece between that point and July 8th. Hmm. Because then somebody could acquire him, waive him, and they save $10 million against the cap, $9.9 million. So that's why people don't feel like Duncan Robinson is going to be here. That's why he didn't talk at Media Day because
they're going to waive him, but he's not going to opt out. That would be crazy.
It would be crazy. Yeah. Yeah. No, especially because by opting in at minimum, he gets a $10 million guaranteed contract.
Hey, Dunky, listen to me. If you're out there listening, Dunky, don't turn your back on that 10 mil because there's not a lot of teams out there looking for an offensive specialist. And when I say offensive specialist, I mean, when you're on defense, the other team, they're all offensive specialists.
One of the worst extensions in Heat history.
Well, Spo didn't use them right. It was Hassan Whiteside.
Terrible.
It was the white version of Whiteside.
No, he was the black side of Whiteside. I don't know what you're saying or what you're doing. Those were both terrible contracts.
Yeah.
Such a bad take, saying that that's the worst extension in Heat history.
I said one of them.
Okay. It's not.
Whatever. He hadn't done crap in 2 years.
Sam Reinhart, Matthew Tkachuk, and Brad Marchand joined Spittin' Chicklets, the hockey podcast that everybody loves. Live from a pool, I would imagine here in South Florida with drinks.
I think it was in the Bahamas. I was told that they were at Bahamar.
That's a nice hotel.
Marchi revealed while on live
that he's a Bostonian. Oh my god! When you watch him in this hot tub,
yeah.
I mean he just reeks of Bostonian.
Yeah.
If you were sitting in a hot tub and that guy got in it and started talking the way Marchand was talking, you'd head for Z Hills.
Yeah. Oh, get Bill Simmons out of here.
Come on. Oh, my. All of a sudden, there's a Southie in my hot tub. I love the guy, but I mean, it was just, I thought he was going to break into a Sam Adams commercial.
You know what Baja Mar has, Hawk? Amazing snorkeling.
Nobody likes snorkeling. That's right off
the beach. Right off the beach. We've talked about it. It's amazing. Right there.
Miniature golf.
Snorkeling.
Sweet potato fries.
No.
Nobody likes that. Everybody pretends. Oh, I'm going to do a little snorkeling. I'm going to do some snorkeling. They think it's like, so. Oh, I'm going to. It's miniature golf. The moment you play that first hole, you go, oh, how many more holes of this I got? The moment you dunk your head under the water, you got that mask on. It's mashing up your face. You're like, oh, look at that. It's a fish. I don't know what kind of fish it is. And they're swimming right up.
Do you
get me out of here.
I touched the sea turtle's back. I saw a lionfish, snapper.
Nobody
you go around
like
the little
snorkeling.
Jetty. They have like a little jetty out.
Don't
in
even
front
get
of
me
B-
started
B-MR.
On scuba diving.
Love a good snorkel.
I was launching these takes at Will Manto at dinner last night. He just tuned me out.
You happen to be spot on about snorkeling.
I mean, honestly, like, just admit it, people. Just admit it.
No, it's not. It's you in a whole new world.
Bro, the snorkeling excursion. I mean, all you see are rocks and like one fish that swims by and they're gone. That's it.
And they take you out. You go on this excursion and you're expecting to be Jacques Cousteau. And then they bring out these Kmart flippers and this snorkel been sucked on by some guy named Frank who was in town from Dubuque, Iowa, the hour before you. It's got Frank's saliva all over this snorkel. And then they go, oh yeah, this mask, it may leak a little water in there. Don't worry about it. It's fine. And now you're swimming around. You got Frank's snorkel shoved up your mouth. You got these Kmart fins on. And all you want is for some signal to go back up because they got to end this thing.
So y'all are snorkeling with the little pages by the bathroom at the Continental Breakfast at Super 8. I'm talking about going to a real luxury hotel and having an excursion that is beautiful, majestic, and amazing.
That sounds like hell.
Yeah, I've been there. Everybody's done it. Everybody's made the mistake.
Motel 6. Don't leave the Motel 6 and go snorkeling and tell me the snorkel wasn't amazing. It's the Motel 6 snorkel company.
You got to be a real man to admit when you've been duped. Anyone who's gone on a snorkeling excursion has been duped. Yep. You know who
the
lucky people are?
Sea turtles.
You know who the lucky people are on the snorkeling excursions? The ones who get left behind and die in the ocean.
You know, it's also overrated as hell. The jet ski excursion. Oh, $300. You get 30 minutes on a jet ski. You follow, you're in a pack of 72 people on jet skis.
Wait a second. There's a jet ski excursion? Just
a
go jet rent
at the Motel,
jet ski
at
the
Motel 6 there is. At the Motel 6. Like, we just rent jet skis and do our own thing.
You don't have to swim like a school of fish. Just take your jet ski out there and drive around wherever you want. Everybody loves a jet ski. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm telling you, it's so overrated. If you own a jet ski you happen to borrow a jet ski, you're at a friend's house, and you get to do it for 2 hours, 3 hours, it's awesome. You rent a jet ski. They're broken. Typically, you literally are out there going up against waves at the beach. You spent $300. It's a miserable, miserable experience.
Lon, I'm going to give you a hint because, well, you know, we travel a lot and we go to the Caribbean and all. Mm-hmm. Find the dude selling weed. He's going to have a friend with a jet ski. Shoot him $50. Ride out by yourself with your lady. I'm going on an excursion. That's crazy.
Hey, where's your favorite place to snorkel? Minnesota?
Actually, if you want me to get snooty on y'all's ass, it's the Turks and Caicos because they have beautiful clarity up to 40 feet deep.
You don't like snorkeling.
Nobody likes snorkeling. Listen, nobody likes snorkeling. It is what it is. You nailed it. Like, nobody likes it.
So a child, a 7, 8, 10, 12-year-old child can snorkel over a wreck and look down and see all the fish swimming. Y'all just stay at these garbage-ass hotels where y'all don't have high-quality stuff to do. I'm sorry. I apologize.
There's no high-quality snorkeling anywhere in the world. Maybe if you snorkel, maybe if you're on a little excursion out to the Great Barrier Reef, I'll give you that. Other than that, man, snorkeling excursions in Cozumel. Oh, nope. Guess what I saw in the waters of Cozumel? A couple of Corona cans.
Well, Cayman Islands have the barrier reef. That's beautiful. Next time y'all want to travel, I'll shoot you a Zelle so that y'all can go on a nice excursion, you Motel 6 living bastards.
Hey, we're going to pick you up at the dock. You got to be there at 7 a.m. Then we're going to drive you out 2 hours to some deserted island where there's literally nothing you can do other than sit under the scorching hot sun. You're going to snorkel for 30 minutes. You're going to hate it. Then you're going to come back to that island. And now you have to wait for everybody else to finish their snorkeling excursion. You get back to the ship at 4 o'clock, literally wasted a day, wasted time. You're miserable.
Guess what, though? When you get out of the water, because we're the only people on this island, we're going to sell you a Red Stripe for $14.
Y'all stop getting Groupons and put a little bread into the basket and do something nice.
If you feel, if you start to get a little nauseous or seasick a little bit when you're under the water, just stand up because you're in knee-deep water.
That has happened before. I'm with the kids. They panic. I just stand up. My shoulders are out of the water. Come on, Chaz. We'll walk back. You want some French fries? Yeah, Daddy.
Your weather. Remy DeVesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. It's 90 degrees. That is your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. We are going to get into some sports headlines. When does Joe Rosen show start? About 6 a.m. tomorrow, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Like I said, Key Lime Pie is here. That's a good little beer for the summer. You can get it at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. What a show today. But really, it was all about Alejandro Solana, who was named Best Sports Radio Personality in the Miami New Times. Once again, this is what they wrote. Whether producing the Hawk and Crowder show on 560 WQAM or working as executive producer for Miami Dolphins radio broadcasts, Alex Solana is the quintessential showroom example of what new age fans love to see in their sports media. He's a local guy, like Daniel Berger. He's a local guy, a graduate of Florida International University, and has grown up in the local landscape dating back to 2016. Solana, offering his takes on all things Miami sports, brings a blend of humor, insight, and genuine fandom that makes him both lovable and hilarious. He's not afraid to be passionate or poke fun, making his voice resonate with the diehard fans who devour AM sports radio in 2025. He's become a trusted part of the South Florida sports talk landscape, one hot take or bit segment at a time. Quite a review.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
What would you like to say? Go ahead. The floor is yours. This is your victory speech. You didn't know this award was coming out today. Neither did we. So I know you don't have anything prepared, but what would you like to say to those who listen and appreciate you, including the local media like the Miami New Times?
Yeah. No, I mean, no, thank you. No joke to you two, obviously Jimmy as well, a vital part of the show, but I am very self-aware that I am not where I am today. And that includes everything I do, doing the pre-heat, heat broadcast. Like, I'm not there if it was not for the very fortunate decision of Eric Folero leaving this show on May 31st, 2019. For whatever reason, he decided to give up this gig.
Can't imagine why he did that, right? I mean, it's hard to believe.
And no joke, man, like you guys embraced me, and I'm very self-aware. I am not where I am today if it wasn't for the fact that I was given this opportunity to be on this show. And I'm grateful for it every day. So thank you both of you for giving me this chance. And yeah, you know, I kind of ran away with it, and I think made you both proud. So,
well, do you feel like you'd lapped us? I mean, no. It was just a few short years ago where we would be the ones being talked about for this award, and now you seem to have lapped us. Do you feel like you've left us in the rearview mirror?
No. You both get paid more than me, so I don't think I have lapped either of you. Not yet. All right. No, but no joke. I have not lapped you guys.
He's going for us.
I have not lapped you guys. I think we are great. You two are great. I believe I'm honored to be a part of that, genuinely.
That's nice. He's full of crap.
It was like bordering on gracious, but it wasn't really gracious.
Yeah, like without you guys, I just can't. No,
somehow he thanked Folero more than us, which I thought was interesting.
Folero is the reason.
Like, he didn't want to jump all the way into the pool and say, I'm not here without you guys. It was, I'm not here without Folero, which, you know, again, I'm not picking it apart.
Ryan McGuire put you two together.
Ryan McGuire hired me, so really, if anybody
deserves the credit, it's
Ryan McGuire.
Yeah, our dog.
Our dog. We're blessed to have you, Solana. I don't like to give you too much praise because you act crazy.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This show is not this show without you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
I mean, we're essentially the big three, Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Now the question is, who's who, you know, in the big three?
I'm Wade.
I don't know about that.
Solana.
I don't know.
You're Bosch. You're not Bosch.
I'm Bosch? You're definitely not Bosch. No, you might be Bosch. I think you're Bosch.
You're Bosch.
I think you're Bosch.
I'm Bosch.
I think you're Bosch.
I'm standing in the corner slapping my hand, waiting for it.
You might be Battier, we're being honest.
Big three I was talking about was Mo, Larry, and Curly from the Three Stooges, and I had you as Mo.
You know why? That's a LeBron answer, because Hawks LeBron, obviously. Now we got to fight for Wade and Bosch.
Am I Chalmers?
I mean, like I said, who are you?
Am I Mario Chalmers?
Nah, you're Chris Quinn.
I was going to go Chris Quinn as well, but then I thought it was too low-hanging fruit. You're Mike Bibby.
That's fair.
You're Greg Oden.
That's too far.
Markieff Morris.
Did he get mushed in the back and miss a whole season?
Yeah. All right. Anybody else have anything to add?
Anybody elf? You see an elf around here, Crowder? Anybody elf? God, I don't see
anybody
an
elf.
Anybody else?
Jimmy Smart. He's an old man that came out of him. It's too late for him.
Jimmy, you know.
Where's the elf at?
He needs some avocado toast. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do need some avocado toast after that dinner I had last night. And then I swore as I was sick all night, you know, not sick from the food, but like just stuffed to the gills. I said, I am not eating that way ever again. In fact, I'm not eating anymore. I'm just having apples and oranges, maybe a banana. And then my son said to me, hey, we're going to go to Patsy's for pizza and Italian tonight. Just open Boca. I'm like, yeah. I'm in the mood for a little pizza. Sure. A little za. Never hurt anybody. I don't have much willpower.
That's why your body's so beautiful.
Oh, you ain't. Although, got my testosterone shot today, so I'm feeling a whole hell of a lot better. Atlantic Clinic, I've mentioned again and again. I go on Tuesdays. I was there today. Summer's here. Got vacations, barbecues, beach days, long nights. I mean, this is the season to feel alive. But if your energy's low and your drive is off, you could be suffering from low testosterone, and getting treated is the first step to feeling better for all your summer activities. What might you be experiencing if you're low T? Decrease in libido, putting on weight, less productivity at the gym, maybe you wake up feeling tired, you fall asleep right after dinner. If you're experiencing those symptoms, go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, take the low T quiz on their website, and then schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider reviews your results with you, discusses your options with you. It's a very simple process. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've got 7 locations now in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300. Or you can visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. That is going to do it for us on this wild and woolly and award-winning Tuesday. Tomorrow, Zach Gelb will join us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us who he thinks is the front runner right now for WNBA MVP. And we'll talk about some other stuff as well.
I love it, Dale.
Oh, you all ain't worth a damn. Solana's the only one worth a damn. He's the best radio personality in all of
South I'll agree with that.
Very cool, Solana. Honestly, congratulations. Funky Buddha for you tonight, Solana.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Marlins. Go Fever. Go Jumbo Shrimp. We will speak with you mañana.
So who is this Caitlin Clark again?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.